I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Each Tuesday we speak with Jim Carafano, and this is no different. Jim Carafano joins us now with the Heritage Foundation, a foreign policy expert, a national security expert, and you're probably expert. What else are you an expert at, Jim? Anything else that we should know about that we can include into our interview?
I can eat sushi like nobody's business.
A sushi expert. Good. Fantastic. I don't know anything about sushi. I've never had sushi. Am I missing out?
Really?
Really?
Huh.
I don't eat
yoga.
Seafood.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm a certified yoga instructor.
Really? I didn't see that coming.
Or actually an uncertified yoga instructor, but yeah.
Love that. You know, one of the third debate each time we have these presidential debates, the third debate is supposed to be dedicated to foreign policy. It seems as though that's not going to be the case this time. So I don't know if the president is going to take the time on Thursday to make his case as our leader from a foreign policy standpoint. But I thought I'd give you the opportunity to grade this administration so far, comparatively speaking, to what he inherited and what he's accomplished in his 3.5+ years so far. This administration, have they bettered our position on the global stage?
Well, you know, sure, I can do that. I mean, because it's not a political comment. I'm not a partisan guy, and I don't do politics. I do foreign policy, so I can objectively say, are we better off than we are 4 years ago? Yeah. Look at it from the perspective of allies. And he's often accused of America alone, isolationist, not working with allies. But the reality is in the Asia-Pacific, all the key alliances, the key democracies, Japan, Australia, Japan stronger, in the Middle East, he's transformed the Middle East. We have this growing integration of normalization of countries with Israel. That's going to be a collective security partnership for the United States. He's got better relations in Latin America than the last president. All the key allies, Brazil, Central America, Mexico, better. He does more in Africa than the last president did. Even in Western Europe, which is where you often hear this complaint, if you look around, better relationships with the Nordic countries, better with the Baltic countries, better with the Central Europeans, Southern Europeans. Even the countries that you know, they complain, like Germany and France, a lot of their issues have nothing to do with Trump. They've got problems of their own. So from an alliance perspective, better. Russia has been checkmated. Iran is the worst shape it's ever been. The North Koreans have been quiet for years. The Chinese are being challenged in a way that they've never been before. Global terrorism has been greatly reduced. It's, you know, of course, our military is in much better shape than it was 4 years ago. So from a plain objective standpoint, it's really difficult to argue that foreign policy and defense policy hasn't been, you know, much more effective than it was 4 years ago. I just don't think that's up for discussion.
We're speaking with Jim Carafano with the Heritage Foundation. What challenges lie ahead in the next, I guess we speak in increments of 4 years here, but regardless of who wins in November, you know, we're so wrapped up as Americans in the delicious salaciousness of the, you know, the stories that rise to the top are very rarely the most important stories that need to be discussed. What lies ahead on the foreign policy stage for whomever is going to take that role after November 3rd?
Well, that's a great question. So we are, it was often called the era of great power competition. So on North Korea, China, Russia, they're not going anywhere. And unless we continue to deal with them effectively, they'll just go back to the bad things they were doing before. If you don't continue to hound the terrorists like Obama did when he stopped in the Middle East, then they'll come back again. So, I mean, these are things that you simply have to keep doing. We aren't done rebuilding our military, so you have to continue to do that. And you know, this competition with China, it's a global competition, and you know, we can't turn our back on that. So I think we need, what we need is 4 more years of what we had the last 4 years.
Jim, where is China right now? I mean, we know that they project confidence all the time about everything.
Right.
But where are they economically? Are they kind of on their heels and kind of waiting to see who's the next president?
You know, kind of stunned like everybody else. And of course, the thing they're dealing with now that they never had to before is there is a lot of friction and a lot of blowback around the world about Chinese aggression. And so they're struggling how to do that, and they don't know really what to expect from a second Trump term or from a new Biden president. But having said that, they have a lot of resources and capabilities. So I don't think anybody can confidently predict what they're going to do, and I don't think they can confidently predict what we're going to do. But the bottom line is now is exactly the wrong time to back off from dealing with China. And I just think this is, we just have to keep doing what we're doing. You know, a lot of people say, well, we need to focus on climate change. Well, you know what? Climate change is not going to take care of any of those issues. And when you're focusing on climate change, China and Russia and Iran are going to just eat your lunch.
Jim Carafano joining us right now. You know, that's on the global stage. We've discussed that a little bit here. But on a national stage, locally, we have some things that are threatening the security, the comfort of American citizens. We've seen unrest in our streets for the better part of this year. And I know a lot of people are concerned about, regardless of which way this election goes, the potential that that will increase after the election. Have we gotten our hands around this issue of the unrest that exists in our streets? The difference between people who are trying to give a voice to an issue that they feel is underserved versus the people who are just out, the violence, the destruction, that are just out there to destroy?
Well, so what we've seen is, yes, we've dealt with it in every place except the places where the politicians and the district attorneys don't want to deal with it, and they've normalized it and sustained it and enabled it, and that's in places like Portland and Seattle and Chicago. So we've shown that you can deal with this. The federal government can come in and help. You can do investigations to take down these organizations, and you can stop normalizing violence. So there's a formula for dealing with that, but you have to have the will to do that. Here's the problem, I think, is if the president wins, we'll proceed with this formula, and it'll make it harder for people to own the streets and make them mean, violent streets. I think we'll continue to whittle that away. On the other hand, if we go to a policy of permissiveness from the national level, that is just going to incentivize that violence to spread and get a heck of a lot worse.
I'm looking at your article on heritage.org, Jim Carafano, and a sentence jumps out at me. The violence that exploits these well-intentioned activities is part of an organized effort to implement a radical political agenda. The phrase organized effort there really jumps out at me. Can you explain who's organizing that?
Well, I mean, certainly the Black Lives Matter organization is a key part of this. If you look at the report that I cited in the article, which is actually done by an academic, very left-leaning group who's actually very pro-demonstrations, all hundreds of violent demonstrations are directly linked to the Black Lives Matter organization. And if you do the research on the leadership of this organization, their political agenda is actually quite radical, has nothing to do with Black lives or with racial equality. And is tied among other groups, radical Maoist communist groups that have linked to communist China. This is indisputable. So, yeah, the people that are affiliated with the riots in among the leadership in Antifa and BLM have a radical political agenda. That is indisputable. I mean, it's not even enough for discussion.
Jim, one last question before I let you go. I don't know if you're going to be comfortable commenting on this or not, because I haven't asked you ahead of time, which I should have. But, I mean, you, among as well as everybody else, has seen the Hunter Biden emails that have come out. And we've seen some corroboration with different. There's two storylines with the emails right now. Just do you have concern about what the implication is, based on the information we know right now, about what Joe Biden's relationship with some of these countries might have been backdoor, or do you not have enough information to go on yet?
Well, look, I mean, here's what we can say. I don't think there's any evidence, any credible evidence. Documents themselves or the laptop are a product of disinformation. That's
not
saying that the Chinese...
Jim, you cut up right there, and I want to make sure that I get your full statement there.
What I'm saying is I don't think we have any evidence that the documents or the laptop itself are the product of disinformation. Now, that's not saying the Russians or the Chinese might not try to exploit it, but there's no information that suggests that the documents aren't genuine. I don't know how useful they are in blackmail, because now they've been exposed, so there's nothing to threaten to expose. I would say what we've seen so far is politically damaging. I'm not sure it presents a complete picture that you could say that this would become a national security concern, or it would say anything about a person's ability to govern or deal with these countries. I don't know. I don't think we can say that based on what we have publicly seen so far. I think that's a fair judgment.
Yeah, I think that there's room for more information to be released to provide fuller context, and we'll talk to you about that again if that indeed happens. Jim Carafano, it's always a pleasure to have you on here. We always appreciate your conversation.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.